True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I feared them. Now I'm down to like 6.5. I don't fear anyone in the West right now.
I still have to give them respect.
Which is crazy if I'm a Warriors fan right now, like, there is zero fear factor with any of these teams. You know why? I just beat the Lakers in basically wire-to-wire fashion. Pods balled out against them. Moody was balling out at times against them. Kuminga was balling out. All my young guys stepped up on the road against them, right? Jimmy Butler made some key baskets. Draymond Green was knocking down shots. Like, I have zero fear when it comes to them. I get it. LeBron James is LeBron James. Luka, he had a bad game. We'll see. Austin Reeves was cooking it. But J.J. Redick, really? And that's what it comes back to me. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HG1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And as always, it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Like, now that Malone's gone, there's only what? Let me look at the Western Conference right now. Two championship head coaches, two head coaches that have won championships, and only one that has remained with that squad in the West, because Ty Lue did it with Cleveland and LeBron. He hasn't done it with the Clippers. It's been Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr with the Warriors, and that matters to me.
What about
in all these playoff scenarios?
Ime went to a final.
Didn't win one.
Okay.
That there is cachet to that, right? Okay. Like, do we give Kyle Shanahan, like, he got to a couple, didn't win the big one.
Yeah, I still think highly of him.
That's fine, but do you think higher of Sean McVay because he did win one? A little bit?
Well, of course, but I'm saying, like, I don't...
But that's the difference, is what I'm saying.
No doubt. I'm probably going to give Ime Udoka as much benefit of the doubt as I would Ty Lue.
Okay, that fair enough, if you want to do that, fair enough. But I'm saying we need to give Steve Kerr his flowers and have confidence in this team because of the head coach and because... He's going to put his young guys in positions to succeed now. Like, the interim for the Nuggets, hey, buddy, you got three games and you got the playoffs. Figure it out. And again, like, it's an interim head coach, and I don't know how much expectations are really going to be, hey, give the ball to Jokic, let's figure it out. I don't know. But the Nuggets, I look at different. The Grizzlies, I look at different. Now, could they have, it's funny I bring up the guy, a Ty Lue type of thing where Ty Lue took over a team halfway through the season, wasn't this late, but halfway through the season for David Blatt, who got fired in Cleveland. And they won the whole damn thing, 3-1. We all know it was 2016. But yeah, the greatest player maybe of all time in LeBron James. It's a little bit different. Having said that, the Nuggets do have maybe one of the greatest players of all time in Nikola Jokic. So maybe it's, you know, apples to apples or apples to oranges. I'm not sure. But I'm feeling a hell of a lot better, I say all that to say,
I would agree,
about the Warriors' chances because of their head coach going into some of these matchups. Like, who are you taking head coach-wise? J.J. Redick? Steve Kerr. Taking Steve Kerr. Who are you taking? Mark Daigneault? Over with the Thunder or Steve Kerr? I'm taking Steve Kerr 10 times out of 10.
There is also a conversation, Joe, and I want your feedback on this. I want the audience's feedback on this. It is crazy to me how self-destructive players, organizations, and just people in life can be. You know, so you hear the term like your own worst enemy. Sometimes just being stable is winning. And I think about Brooks Koepka as it's Masters week. And just hear me out on this cross sport analogy.
Give me the twinkle.
He goes, hey, look, at the Masters, there's, let's say, 75 guys, approximately, that get invited to go to the Masters. He goes, just cross off half of them,
yeah.
right before the week even starts, because they're just in a bad mental space, or for whatever reason, the course gets into their head, and psychologically, they have no chance to compete.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now I'm really only competing against, like, 35 guys, give or take. And then, of those 35, another half of them are just going to have a bad week athletically for whatever reason. X, Y, and Z, they don't hit the ball well. I'm really only competing against 17 guys. Like, that's the way he views it.
Sure.
And then now I look at sports. Look at how many self-destructive teams there are. Let's just go to the NBA. Charlotte, before the season even starts, has no chance of winning a championship, right? And you could say in any sport, there's five or six bottom feeders that because their roster's no good, they have no chance. Then you go to the next tier of teams, and it's like the middle ground. The Chicago Bulls and the Kings, this all
the Portland
those teams,
Trailblazers.
The Trailblazers, mired in not just mediocrity, ineptitude, front office ineptitude. You pick dummy players who have horrible IQs. You put together rosters that don't make sense. You have constant, you know, roster turnover, coaching turnover, GM turnover. There's no stability. You're eliminated before the season even starts. You're just eliminating half the league, if not more, off just being stable. And then I think about this year, teams that I thought were more stable, the Memphis Grizzlies, your leader. And this is why I go back to leadership being important.
Mm-hmm.
As I rail on guys like LaMelo Ball, I like Ja Morant. He's a hell of a player. But when push comes to shove and you're the face of the organization and the ball's in your hand.
Did you see the celebration yesterday, by the way, the grenade toss? Is he going to get in trouble again? Grenades are off limits, right? We're okay there.
No, don't talk about
okay.
that.
Sorry, JB.
He's the face of their organization. The ball will be in his hand down the stretch, and he's a spectacular player. But when all the chips are in the middle of the table, I'm like, this guy's going to do something stupid. As spectacular as an athlete as he is, as great as a player as he is, he's going to do something stupid. Then I look up at Denver, and I go, and like the Memphis is self-imploding, right? They're talented. They're self-imploding. They fired their coach.
They have one three in a row.
Okay, but do you trust Ja?
Do I trust him as the face of my organization? Probably not right now, but do I trust him maybe in the last couple of minutes to like strike fear into me as an opposing fan? A little bit.
Yeah, no, sure. Yes. But I'm talking big picture.
No, I'm talking
championship.
Not right. No, I don't think they're a championship team.
But, I don't think they take you serious as a championship contender.
But the roster also, like, I don't. It's fine.
No, but I think the point being said is that you, if you're not reliable and if you're not stable, you're literally mathematically eliminating yourself. It's crazy to me. Then I look at Denver. This is happening four games left in the season. There's not a chance in hell that some guy and a new GM or whoever you're going to put in is going to find a way to strategically utilize the roster better than what Mike Malone has done over the last. I mean, he did win a championship, for crying out loud.
Michael.
He did. He was the orchestrator of whatever you think Jokic, and he gets a lot of credit. He did figure out whatever their combinations are with their personnel to maximize him to be a three-time MVP. Okay? He's not a moron.
No, he brought them their first ever title, right? I don't think Denver Nuggets had ever won a title prior to that. Maybe they've gotten to a final. No, they didn't, right? Not even
okay.
close. Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns. We just watched them last night. They're a dumpster fire. The Warriors have stayed true. And as much as it's frustrated me at times with Steve Kerr, I recognize he's a great coach. As crazy as Joe Lacob might come off, he's been pretty calm and collective in not making the crazy erratic move, like swinging a deal for a Bradley Beal that could tank your entire roster. They've stayed steady. They have been stable. They've been cautious. Now, they made a bold move in Jimmy. All right? It's a bold move. My God, look at the alternate universe around the Warriors and just praise the Lord that we've been as patient as we have and as pragmatic as they have, and they haven't done the wild move. You know what the wild move was? Immediately trading Jordan Poole for 50-year-old Chris Paul, and it didn't work out. Those erratic moves never work out in the NBA.
It's a great point. 888-957-9570 to the firing of Michael Malone. Change your thoughts on how you view the Denver Nuggets as a potential matchup in the playoffs. Like, I look at them now, if I'm a Warriors fan, like, yeah, they're in shambles. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Jokic is getting odds now to the Lakers. Like, is he on his way out? Jamal Murray, we don't know with his injury status. Like, all of a sudden, it went from a week ago, maybe you want to avoid the Nuggets, to the first round, I get you with the altitude thing. Like, I don't hate that matchup now, though. Like, I just don't.
What's going on in that locker room, though?
What's going on in the NBA when we're just firing head coaches out of one championships within a couple of years? We did it with Frank Vogel. I get it. Yeah. The bubble. We did it with Budenholzer. Gone, right? Milwaukee.
He's coaching Phoenix, and the poor guy might get fired there. The poor guy looks lost.
Ty Lue, right? With the Cavs. Like, he got the axe. And then now we see this. There's just, and I'm probably missing someone else, but like, Monty Williams, well, he didn't win one, but I hear
Nick
you.
Nurse. Adoka.
Nick Nurse, thank you. Nick Nurse is another
Patience
one.
Patience is underrated.
Thank you.
And I raise my hand as the most impatient of all. I acknowledge that I'm impatient.
Does winning breed more patience, though? So when you're not even competing for other titles, so I look at, you know, the stability, all those teams that you mentioned with the lack of stability, but I'll name you the Spurs, the Heat, and the Warriors, all those head coaches, and I know Pop has been interim and he's been missing time, and they've been very good the last few years, obviously. But the respect level is through the roof when it comes to Greg Popovich. So you got the Spurs there, championships, dynasties.
Yeah.
You got Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, championships, getting to finals. Yep. It's built in there, Heat culture. It's Eric Spoelstra, it's Pat Riley, and then Steve Kerr, who's now had two different GMs. With Bob Myers and now Mike Dunleavy. And we're finally seeing this new regime come to fruition here. And maybe they go on a deep run and things change. But it is very interesting to see the correlation of multiple titles, one rather than just one. And that's only thing I could point to is all those teams have won multiple titles and have sustained excellence. And those other ones have been maybe one and done. And haven't gotten back to that final stage. Obviously, Michael Malone didn't. He only got to one, and it's been disappointing. Last year, I think the way it ended for the Nuggets last year was kind of eye-opening for me.
Okay.
Having that Game 7 at home and just Anthony Edwards and those boys just obliterating you. It was pretty crazy.
Well, and I do think that that's a great point. But I also do think, like, sometimes injuries set your franchise back. You know, we saw it with Klay Thompson. It set the Warriors back. And look, he overcame it. He came back, whatever. But everyone would admit, like, yeah, him not being prime two-way Clay changed how you build a team dramatically. And I look at Chris Bosh and the blood clots. That ended the Heat. They could have still been good had Chris Bosh been able. I know LeBron left them. They could have still been okay. Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers, as much as the Paul George thing has been a failure, couldn't you say injuries are as much as the dysfunction and all? Injuries are important. Jamal Murray not being Jamal Murray is a big part of why the Nuggets are where they're at.
We're going to have Do You Believe at 888-957-9570 again after every single Warriors game. Do you believe in this team? It's the oldest question in sports talk radio. Your belief level in this team making a deep championship run. That's going to be at 7:30. And it's not going to be because of the win yesterday over the Phoenix Suns. It's going to be because everything that's taken place the last week or so. Your belief level at 888-957-9570. Again, call or text, because the Denver Nuggets fired their coach. The Memphis Grizzlies fired their coach. The Lakers have a rookie coach in J.J. Redick. Ime Udoka, okay. But the Rockets, are you fearing them? I know they beat you. I don't know if I'm fearing them in a given series. Mark Daigneault and the Oklahoma City Thunder, you got to show me, right? All of a sudden, I'm looking at the Warriors. Are they the team everyone else should be fearing right now? I'll ask as well. 888-957-9570. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Other than that loss on Sunday, again, we weren't trying to overreact. We weren't trying to do any of that. It was just a disappointing loss, and we wanted this team to come out on fire yesterday. Stunt on a bad Phoenix Suns team, and they did that, and they won comfortably. And it was refreshing to see.
Yeah, Pachemski has been a revelation. His last 11 games since the injury, 19 points per game, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and only 1.5 turnovers. That's over the 2-1 ratio that I look for from a ball handler.
And by the way,
52% from three.
That's insane. It's Stephen Curry levels, right? Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Again, we got Do You Believe come up about 10 minutes. Your belief level in this Golden State Warriors team, and not just because of the win last night, although if you want to react to that, sure, the Phoenix Suns stink, and the Warriors, you know, did what you're supposed to do if you're a good team. You destroyed a bad team, which it sounds like it's simple, but in today's NBA, it's not that simple. So the good teams that I saw do that yesterday, the Grizzlies. I know you don't think of them as a great team, but they took care of business against a Hornets squad that stinks. And the Warriors yesterday took care of a Phoenix Suns team that stinks. The Clippers, they struggled at times. They didn't have one of their best players, if not their best, Kawhi Leonard, but it was a grinded-out game against the Spurs, and they edged them out and won that one. Warriors will be playing tonight at Shea Center. Warriors-Spurs coverage, that starts at 6. Do you believe, though, coming up at 10, and not after that game, but because of everything else that's taken place in the Western Conference, you got Memphis cleaning house. You've got Nuggets cleaning house. Michael Malone, who's won a championship in the last couple of years, is gone, which is just crazy. So your fear factor now in the West is what? 888-957-9570.
I just think in general, you know, I freely admit that, and I acknowledge I am one of the most impatient individuals when it comes to life in general.
Really?
Oh my God. If I order something on Amazon, I want it delivered like within the minute. You know what I mean? Like that's
you were first on the Amazon Prime wagon, right? You were the guy.
Right at the forefront. You know, like when a new season gets released, like Andor's coming out right now on Disney.
Oh, I can't wait.
I want season the whole 2. Thing. I don't want to do week to week. I want it all dumped into
You're a binge guy.
Yes.
You want to binge it all immediately.
Absolutely. Okay. And then I'll live with the results later.
Got it.
But I also acknowledge it's a reckless way to live life. And if you make the wrong move, it can be suffocating. My uncle is one of the smartest people I know. Uncle Jeff, he has a line. He's like, hey, Joe, you can make $100, even $1,000 mistakes for your entire life. You will not go extremely broke. You know what makes you go extremely broke and ruins your life and ruins marriages and happiness and all that? Making multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars of mistakes over and over. That's what ruins you, okay? On just like a personal level. I look at just the NBA right now and I say, all right, going back about a year and a half ago, who are the teams that have made significant moves? Well, Milwaukee with Dame.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Not great.
Okay.
Dame has deep vein thrombosis. Hopefully he's doing well medically. That sucks for them, but it's been a bust.
Okay, and you fueled the Boston Celtics and gave them Drew Holiday, basically, which was a perfect fit.
In a reverse way, because Portland, obviously, but then there was another trade. So yes, but yes.
You
fueled your rival,
exactly,
in a way.
And you completed their team.
Yes.
And they won the championship.
By the way,
Philadelphia.
Hell of a game yesterday. Boston overtime over the Knicks. Big game.
Yep. Philly. They're the team that swung the Paul George trade.
Yikes. Yikes.
Right.
Talk about disaster. That's the only other team I might be able to think of outside of the Phoenix Suns. But they actually have some young pieces. And I think they do actually have some draft capital. But that's another squad I look at in the East. Like, man, are they in one of the worst situations in sports right now?
So,
because Joel Embiid can't stay healthy.
So those are two in the East. But in the West, as a Warrior fan, you're sitting here, and at any point in the last year, you've said, oh, we got to get through the Lakers and Dallas and Memphis and Phoenix and Denver. And I'd throw New Orleans in there as well, and the Kings, right? Mm-hmm. Just think about this. These are all the teams, okay, that have made significant moves. And I would argue almost every one of them was fueled by panic, impatience, and now they're stuck. The Lakers, look, we'll see about Luka long term. But in terms of winning right now and the Warriors getting through, yeah, the Luka matchup for the Warriors might be better than the Anthony Davis matchup.
It might be. Yeah, absolutely. That's the only other team right now, probably, because just given how they played against the Thunder and Luka getting ejected yesterday kind of ruined the ending of that game.
No, I still think they can win.
But that's it.
But I'm talking threat level to the Warriors.
To the Warriors?
If they were a 10 with Anthony Davis in terms of threat level,
they're a medium now.
They're probably like an 8.5.
Oh, so I'd go like 7.
Oh, I'd go. I'm going to still give them respect
because LeBron
and the refs.
Okay. Okay.
And then, all right.
Who helped the Warriors in that game against them? But continue.
The beginning of the year, Dallas was the team that was in the finals.
They had
Kyrie. They added Klay. All right. They had Luka.
Mm-hmm.
They made, let's just call it what it is, a bad trade.
One of the worst trades maybe in the history of the league. Yes.
We don't even know what fueled it. It was so impatient, they didn't feel the second call. Think about that.
There is nothing that they can do to ever win that trade.
We have forgotten so quickly. They were a huge threat 3 months ago. Now, we don't even consider them on the map of teams that are in the playoff picture.
Can't wait for that Kings-Mavericks playing game.
So Dynamic. Dallas, completely impatient. The Memphis Grizzlies. You know, say what you want in terms of threat level. Whatever the hell has happened over the last couple of weeks, whether it's Ja and the grenade throwing and the gun shenanigans stuff.
Grenade now.
And now you fired your coach? Something's going on in Memphis.
I'll catch a grenade for you, Bruno Mars. It's Ja Morant's favorite song right now. No, I hear you, though. Coach Tomas, though, he's right at the ship. 3-1s in a row. Grizzlies you can't sleep on. It's them, Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, all tied at 47-32.
So something has happened. They're impatient. Phoenix. Phoenix was the team that swung a deal. They got rid of Mikal Bridges. They brought in Bradley Beal. All right? They went all in for the now, and we can examine them in a second. All in for the now. They were the team that was trying to make a deal for Jimmy Butler. Okay? But because of the awful, impatient move to go get Bradley Beal, it has detonated in their face.
Like a grenade.
They are bottom tier. No one fears them. The team they trotted out last night against the Warriors, I recognize two names, Booker and Beal.
You know how much the cap hit is this year for the Phoenix Suns with Bradley Beal? $50 million. Next year, $53. Oh, and by the way, in 26-27 season, it's a player option that obviously Bradley Beal will be picking up. You know why? $57
million. Oh, no.
Okay. Is there a worse contract outside of Deshaun Watson for the Cleveland Browns than that in sports? It's not even close.
And there's an alternate universe where the Warriors were the impatient team, and they swung the deal for Bradley Beal.
They liked him.
I fielded calls on Bradley Beal for multiple years from the fan base.
Yes.
All right. Denver. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what's going on, but the fact that they fired Mike Malone with a couple games left in the season, what? You couldn't wait till the year was over?
Right.
He's that big of a headache?
Right.
Okay. That's Dallas, Memphis, Phoenix, Denver. Let's get to New Orleans. New Orleans, I don't even know what you're doing. No one knows what you're doing. But you were a team at the beginning of the year like, I don't know. New Orleans, you got to get there. Remember, they were in the play-in scenario last year.
They were, right?
You were literally longing for Trey Murphy III, Warrior fans. Like, think about that. We wanted Zion.
Well, they traded, what, Brandon Ingram to the Raptors?
I did.
I completely forgot about Brandon Ingram as a player as soon as he got traded to the Raptors. I forgot he's in the NBA. I don't even think he's
And what's that done for New Orleans?
Nothing.
Okay.
They have Zion, and maybe they get Cooper Flagg to pair with them, and is that going to save basketball in New Orleans? Probably not.
Okay. Now the Kings. You lost to the Kings last year. I'm going to say that again. You lost in the play-in to the Kings. They were a young, ascending, up-and-coming team. They had multiple players. I was like, wow, their top three might be better and more young than your top three.
Yeah.
Right? They went all in on becoming like the 30-something-year-old Bulls.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they've become. And now De'Aaron Fox is gone. They made a crazy trade for Zach LaVine, who Warrior fans wanted. And then they got DeMar DeRozan.
They're the Sacramento Bulls. They got DeRozan and LaVine, who did the exact same thing in Chicago, mired in mediocrity.
Joe, there are six teams just in the West. Dallas, Memphis, Phoenix, Denver, New Orleans, and the Kings, who at any point in the last year and a half were considered more complete teams and have better championship odds than the Warriors, and six of them have self-destructed around the Warriors, and all they've done is quietly stay the course, stay with their young players, and then they made the shrewd trade, which was a pivot. I think they wanted KD. It didn't work out, and they went and got Jimmy. It could not have worked out better for them.
No, it's a great point, and I'll say this. I go to ownership. I go to Joe Lacob and what he has been able to do with Mike Dunleavy, with Steve Kerr, all of them buying in to the same game plan, the same vision for this squad. I don't undersell things like that. I know it's easy to say, oh, Joe Lacob's a meddling owner. And he's been on the airwaves. He's been right here in this studio saying, no, all owners should be involved. You should be involved in your product. Like the John Fishkers of the world who have no say in anything and don't give a damn about the actual team. Yeah, miss me with that crap. It shows in the product. There's a reason they're playing in Sacramento right now in front of 4,000 fans. No. Give me a Joe Lacob 10 times out of 10 because he cares and he demands excellence from Mike Dunleavy and their communication, from Steve Kerr. And it's this constant influx. That's why, say what you will about Miami, Pat Riley, the ownership, and Eric Spoelstra, they've constantly competed. Constantly, because they are all on the same page.
And Joe,
matters.
You need to make the right trade.
Correct.
So the other team
and Mike Dunleavy, give him credit because this has been the right trade. As much as everyone wants to crush him, we don't bring up his name enough as far as I'm concerned. So, Mike Dunleavy has done wonders with that Jimmy Butler trade.
The team I didn't put in there was the T-Wolves. They traded away Karl Anthony Towns.
They did.
I want to see what happens in the playoffs before I determine whether that was a good, bad, or whatever trade. I'm giving them benefit of the doubt. They were awesome last year.
Bad loss yesterday. God, that was a horrible loss for them.
Were they not a team you feared?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about stock rising. Anthony Edwards, I thought, was going to be the next face of the league after that playoff
run. What motivated the move to trade Cat? Some financial flexibility?
I don't know how they viewed him, maybe Finch, maybe the GM, I don't know, like how they viewed him as like a winning basketball player. Going,
that is,
he did come up small a lot last year in the playoffs.
Sure.
Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
It was the Anthony Edwards
show.
He's good. He's a good player.
He's good. But that's seven teams in the West around you who had a better chance of not only making the playoffs, but better championship odds than you, who have just self-destructed and made the wrong moves or done something that I would file under dysfunctional, right? Like what's going on in Denver right now feels very dysfunctional. What happened in Dallas is very dysfunctional. The Warriors, for as angry as they made us for all that time, you gotta make a move. No, you don't just make a move to make a move.
No.
You have to make the right move, and you have to be patient, and the timing of when you pull the trigger is extremely important. There's a reason why the Warriors have been surging, and seven different teams in the West around them have just completely harpooned their chances.
And it's a cautionary tale. Like, I don't care if it's basketball. I don't care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's the NFL. Like, you guys want to fire Kyle Shanahan? Like, you guys want to do that because you had a bad year? Because you weren't in the Super Bowl like the year before? Like, stop. Like, the reality is, if you fire Kyle Shanahan, you're going to be closer to what the Raiders have been doing, what the Jacksonville Jaguars have been doing, what teams like historically, the Denver Nuggets, who that's what they do. Like teams like that, you want to be a nobody? That's what those franchises do. But that's why I have so much respect, and I keep going back to ownership when it comes to Joe Lacob and what they have been able to do and buying in as an organization. Mm. I guess it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. Having your star players consistently buy in and not that message not getting stale in a locker room is huge. And I think Jimmy Butler, you know, kind of giving this organization a kick in the pants, if you will, was a huge part of all this.
Joe, let's think about this. At the beginning of the year, Pods is untradeable. He's going to be an all-star. He could not have gotten off to a worse start.
People wanted to trade him right immediately.
Melton was ahead of him in the rotation.
Yeah.
You know, he was shooting, I think, under 20% for a really big stretch. I want to say 10 or 15 games. Yeah. It might have been more. Like under 20% from three. He looked lost.
Mm.
All right? A lot of teams would have been impatient with him and either dealt him at the deadline or just put him on ice. Now they're reaping the rewards of staying with him. 19 points per game over his last 11, shooting 52% from three, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists. And it feels like he's playing his best basketball in his small 2-year career. Think, like, I cannot get back to like patience in sports. As we talk about Kuminga a lot at this station, they're going to need Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a time and a place and a matchup where he is going to be vital. And it's going to be incumbent on the coach and the organization to be patient with his mistakes in that game when he is called upon and allow him to play through it so that they can reap the rewards of when that upside starts to actually bear fruit.
You know, it's funny. We're talking about like coaches getting fired. And I was just thinking to myself, like, man, you know, Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics. What if they're one and done this year? Sounds insane. What if they're one and done? Then all of a sudden he's on the hot seat next year, which sounds insane. We're just going through what we've seen from the Lakers, the Bucks. You mentioned, who'd you mention? The Raptors with Nick Nurse, right? And now with the Denver Nuggets. Like, these coaches that win one title and then they don't get back to there after a year or two. Yeah, see you later.
It's insane. How quick in the NBA we just discard of these coaches.
And then conversely, in the NFL, you win a title, that can last forever.
Well, Doug Peterson.
Philly, a little different.
It
I
is.
Hear you there.
It is.
They got a little greedy, but now Nick Sirianni.
Look,
if Nick Sirianni doesn't go back to the playoffs next year, the year after, and Jalen Hurts regresses, oh, he's gone.
Joe, Belichick has 6 rings.
It took how many years? How many years?
He had 2 down
winning?
Years, and they were like, get him out of here.
He's too old.
It's unreal.
He's too old. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got Do You Believe coming up here. I want to play this cut before we get to it. 888-957-9570. Your belief level in this Warriors team, with all the craziness going on right now, you sit there at the 6th seed in the West. Your belief level in this Warriors squad to go on a deep playoff run, a championship run. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr was asked this before the game, Sam, prior to the game yesterday. Thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up. No, he's locked into something else. That's fine. Steve Kerr on the stability of being an NBA head coach.
I think one thing that's happened is most teams are now owned by billionaires, big corporations, and so we're all more expendable. There's so much money in the business now. And there's pluses and minuses to that. You know, we're all making bigger salaries than we were 5 years ago, but we're all much more vulnerable because I don't think a lot of the owners are that concerned with firing a guy and paying him off to go away. And again, it's this is a business we chose, and we all love it. But it's you know, it's not the most stable profession, that's for sure.
Steve Kerr, that was prior to the game yesterday against the Phoenix Suns on Michael Malone being fired.
There is a huge contingent of new billionaire owners, undeniable. But even, and I'm going NFL here because they have a big mega TV deal just like the NBA does. Mm. Not as lucrative in the NBA as the NFL, but even someone who's not liquid rich, and I'm talking about like relative to these billionaire guys like Steve Ballmer, Mark Davis doesn't have a lot of money, but when you get a $500 million check every single year from the NFL, you can give out a Gruden contract, a McDaniels contract, a Antonio Pierce contract, all in succession.
Yep.
You, he might be paying four coaches simultaneously.
You know, he probably is. And also, when you get the taxpayers to pay for your new stadium and exactly. you don't have to pay any of that, yeah, that matters.
But when you sign a $10, $11 billion deal as an industry, I'm talking about the NBA,
yeah.
not only are the billionaire owners able to afford all these coaching changes, even the ones that aren't as cash rich can still manage a $20 million a year head coach. It's a line item.
Mm-hmm.
It's a line item. And $20 million is the top end. I mean, Monty Williams was the coach of the year and got fired from Phoenix.
Coach of the year, by the way, is always a death sentence. I feel like
doesn't matter the sport. Raptors.
Yeah. Oh, Dwayne Casey. How many times did he win it? George Karl. He was another one that got fired. I think against the Warriors.
George. I mean, George is
no. That first year, I think the Warriors beat him in round one. He was fired. He was fired immediately after.
I would have fired him too after that performance against that Warriors.
Well, I would have never hired him again after I watched that Netflix doc of him trying to talk smack with Michael Jordan during the finals. Right, the superstar. Like, what are you doing, George
Karl, clown number one. I don't know. He's one of the very few people I just despise.
888-957-9570. Your belief level of the Golden State Warriors right now, is it soaring? Is it as high as it's ever been? Because for me, quite frankly, I feel like it has. It's time to play it. Let's hit the open. Do you believe? Do you? I do. Do you, Carter? Do you believe?
Top Nation's favorite game.
Oh, no.
Oh, attaboy.
Wow.
It's time to play Top Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
All right, you hear the game show music, and apparently my talk show voice is not what Joe Shasky wants it to be. He wants it to be more nerdy or something like this.
Well, can I do it? And then sure, I'll do it to you today.
Do it.
How you doing? Welcome to America's favorite game. It is, can the Warriors win a championship? We're going to go out to Joe Spadoni. Joe, do you believe that the Golden State Warriors can win a championship?
Wow, First time, long time, Joe. I'm very excited to be here. I do. Big money. I do believe this team could absolutely win a title. You know, the Nuggets, they just fired their coach. I mean, how could you not believe? We got Steve Kerr. We got Steph Curry, man. We got Steph Curry. Yes, we can win it all. Big money. We can win this entire thing, Joe Shasky.
Thanks.
I'm just happy to be here.
Optimism.
I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
888-957-9570. It's the America's fastest growing game, because when you start from zero, you've got to be growing. And so let's go out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. Do you believe? Do we have anyone on hold?
Brian is in San Francisco.
Brian, come on down. Do you believe that the Warriors could win the championship this year?
Championship. Yeah, I do.
Is this Shimanak, really?
No. Yes, it is.
Oh, what's my goodness.
Who?
This
who
is this? Shinecto, a.k.a. Brian Shimanak.
Shimanak?
You're the only man I know who walks into a bar in his 40s with a dog trying to get a bunch of 21-year-old girls to acknowledge
Whoa.
You.
Oh, no.
You take that?
All right. Easy.
Oh, my God.
Here's the reason why. First of all, Nuggets, okay, no fixing that without Mike Malone. Okay? The Lakers have already proven that we can absolutely run with them. Luka can't play defense, and they're going to be in trouble when he does. On top of that, then we're undefeated against the Thunder. We lost one game to the Rockets. We're undefeated against Minnesota. The only other team that can really like take us out is the Clippers. So, yeah, they can make a deep run in the West. And, I mean, the way we're playing right now, I think we're going to be just fine. We're going to sort that whole Houston mess out. Like, that's going to get loose. We got loose last night. Yeah, we'll be good.
No one knows about getting loose like Brian Shimanak. Brian, thank you for joining us. And here we go out to the 510.
Why you gotta crush my guy Shimanak like that?
He's one of my longest, oldest friends, and he's just, he's a unique individual.
Well, clearly. I mean, the guy was just trying to, you know, just talk to some women at a bar, and you're just throwing the age out there. What? They're all adults.
When you bring a Labrador into a bar, I always have an eyebrow up.
Come on, man. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Come on, Carter. It's weird behavior.
No, it's not. You're making it weird.
I do it all the time, honestly.
You bring your dog into the bar?
All the time.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre. All right, so the 5-1-0. I think in the playoffs, when things get tight, we're going to need Jimmy a lot more offensively aggressive, but I do think we can win it all. Does anyone else think they can win it all? Carter, do you believe that the Warriors can win the championship this season?
Absolutely. The Warriors can absolutely win the championship this season, and the Red Sea seems to be parting for them with the firing of Michael Malone here. It just gets better and better every day.
It's incredible what stability will do for someone's life. Sam Lubman, the famous producer here at 95.7 The Game, do you believe that the Golden State Warriors can win the championship this season?
Well, as I've said, you know, there is a club of teams who I feel have a legitimate claim to the championship. The Celtics are in that club. The Thunder are in that club. I am booting the Nuggets out of that club. Warriors, very much still in that club. Also in that club, I think the Lakers and Clippers are sneaking their way in there as well. But at the end of the day, yes, I do believe.
Is it 21 and over that club? Is it okay if Shimonak goes to that one? Is that okay?
You have to bring a dog, though.
He's a St. Brandon's Bear and a St. Ignatius Wildcat. He's a good guy. He's going to live. It's
okay. You sound like Revenge of the Nerds. You don't sound like Pat Sajak or Alex Trebek.
You
right
don't
now.
Understand the game that we're playing here. 888-957-9570. Do you believe that the Golden State Warriors can win the championship? Joe, you got to have the voice. And what you don't understand...
You sound like you should have glasses on and you have
it's a Casey Kasem thing from the 80s. You're just a little too young. No. Do we have anyone on the lines?
No one sounds like this today. You don't sound like Steve Harvey. Thank you. We're going to go to David in San Francisco.
David in San Francisco, are you a like-minded soul? God. Do you believe that the Golden State Warriors could win the championship this season?
I'm not sure they could win the championship, but I'm feeling very good about the potential of them going deep into the playoffs. And I think one of the big things that probably nobody has mentioned at this particular time, the Warriors have absolutely no one injured. And that plays a big factor when you get this deep into the season.
That's a great point. An absolutely stunning point. And I would make the argument, you've got Steph Curry playing maybe his best ball in the last 2 years. In the last month, you've got Draymond Green playing the best basketball maybe in the last decade on both ends of the floor for himself. And Brandon Pajemski, his last 11 games, he's averaged 19 points per game.
Yeah. Gary Payton out yesterday. He's questionable, hopefully, today against the Spurs. He had knee inflammation. Huh? Something
to monitor. Didn't need him yesterday. I don't know if you saw the lineup that the Phoenix Suns trotted out there. I mean, their own parents didn't even know they were playing.
Wow, their own parents didn't know.
Bradley Beal did not look like he wanted to play at all.
What's the big Beal? Well, he's making $50 million. He doesn't care. Like, if I'm making $50 million, I'll just show up, too. And just, anyway, whatever. Sounds good, yeah.
Sounds pretty chill, honestly.
Worst contract in sports right now. Is there a worse one than Bradley Beal? 888-957-9570. I'll flip it over. Joe Shasky, do you believe this team can win a title right now?
Number one answer on the board is absolutely. I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get clipped online. I'm being dead serious. I just identified seven teams that are self-imploding in the West around them. You've got Steph Curry. Steph Curry. And outside of LeBron in the West, there's not a player I want in a seven-game series more than him. And then if I hunker down into the seven-game series and I got Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green with the IQ of Steve Kerr and this coaching staff, Terry Stotts and Stackhouse, why are we overthinking this? The hardest part for the Warriors was always just getting into the playoffs. Once you get into the playoffs, you take a deep breath, you get a week off, all these old bodies get to recover, and then it's, let's play the matchups, baby. I got perimeter defenders in GP2 and Kuminga. I've got Jimmy Butler I could sick on someone out there. I've got different weapons I can utilize off the bench, like Kevon Looney, like Buddy Hield. I've got guys like Trayce Jackson-Davis I could break in case of emergency, or Gui Santos for some energy. I've got a full, comprehensive roster without referencing Pods and Moody, who have been spectacular for this team over the last couple of months. I don't just believe that the Golden State Warriors could win a championship. I know they're going to win a championship this year. And the fifth,
The fifth one, as in one for the thumb, will be the sweetest of all the championships because it's the least likely championship since the 2010 Giants.
Ooh, really? I don't know if anyone was considering that 2022 run, though, right? Like, that one felt really unlikely. I don't even think people were believing it at the time.
But, Joe, at no point in the season did I go, oh, this team's not even going to make the play-in.
See, I have more...
I did that this year.
See, I kind of have more belief level in this squad currently than I did in that 2022 run at that time.
Yeah.
I still wasn't a believer then. Like, Jordan Poole, eh... I don't know, Clay was only playing a couple months prior to that. He had just returned. I didn't know. And by the way, Enrique Rivera, he's sold on a deep run. That's via the YouTube chat. And Sidecar Tommy, he said he is also a believer. And by the way, 888-957-9570. Is there a team out there that you're taking in a seven-game series over the Golden State Warriors right now? Jumping off there, like, I don't know if there is in a current series. Now, the question's going to be, can he do it for one, two, three, four series? Are they going to be able to hold up with that? You got a lot of old players there. What, the injuries, the tiredness,
but you won't have back to backs.
You're not going to have back to backs.
You know, like it's like the way these seven game series work out, you get at least a day's rest, and then in some cases you get that extra day of rest.
Are they the team to beat in the West right now? They're the sixth spot. How can I say that? Like, it sounds insane. Are the Warriors the team to beat in the West? You're going to say the Thunder. They're 65-14. Sure. Does anyone really believe that, though? Like, ESPN and NBA TV, like, you can keep talking about the Thunder. I'm just not. I refuse to. I'm not believing in them. I'm not. I'm a more believer in the Warriors and, hell, probably the Lakers over those teams. And not the Clippers, because Kawhi Leonard, can he even stay healthy? That's the biggest question mark, I think, in the history of ever. And I think we all know the answer.
So if you get into the 4-5 seed, let's say you get into the 4-5, right? So first round, 4-5. Warriors versus who? Clippers or Nuggets?
Probably.
Okay. Come on, they can win that. Okay, then second round would be the Rockets, probably, right? Rockets would go up against the 7 seed, whoever the winner is coming out of that.
Yes.
Okay. The Rockets are so delusional. They think it's a great matchup for them, and that's fine. It's funny, actually, quite frankly, because they're just delusional. I mean, it starts with Dylan Brooks.
I'm not laughing at the Rockets after that win over the Warriors on Sunday. I'm not laughing at them as much.
I'm not taking a 20-year-old team with Dylan Brooks as their veteran leader to beat the Golden State Warriors in the second round of the playoffs. No, I'm sorry.
Don't think the series is going to be a lot tougher after what took place on Sunday?
But I'm taking
the
Warriors.
No, you were sweeping them, I think, prior to Sunday, and now you're saying what? Five games?
Or six.
Six games, I'd probably say. Okay. And that's respecting them. I have a level of respect after that game Sunday.
Fine.
I'm not sleeping on M.A. Udoka and them boys, a.k.a. Suge Knight. Death Row Records.
The Red Sea is parting. Like Carter said this morning.
Well, you got Moses on the team.
Warriors.
If we're going biblical here. All right. There you go.
The Red Sea is parting right now, and we're able to walk across the floor of the ocean unimpeded by water, not worried about drowning. I'm telling you, they're good to go. And don't forget, they've got the holy man, the one and only. I mean...
Careful here. Easter's coming up.
Steph Curry.
Relax.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. The chosen one.
Is Steph not a patron saint of basketball?
Sure. Do we have the candles out there? Are we lighting the candles? Is that what we're doing? Can we get a Steph Curry candle to light in studio, or is that against the rules?
If there was ever a player that you would give the benefit of the doubt to, wouldn't it be him with this squad, with that coach, with those surrounding players, like Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green?
Is there a team you're taking over the Warriors right now in the Western Conference? 888-957-9570. After the Nuggets fired their head coach, the Grizzlies have fired their coach. You beat the Lakers last week. You know what you're getting with the Rockets. And then you got the Thunder out there. I guess that's the wait-and-see approach for everyone still. What are the Thunder going to do in the playoffs? Is there a team you're taking out in the West over the Golden State Warriors? 888-957-9570. Again, I say all of that. They're 47-32. They could still be a play-in team after it's all said and done. They're taking on the Spurs tonight. You got the Blazers Friday. And then that crucial matchup on Sunday against the Clippers. Are the Clippers going to be looking at that game potentially? And the Warriors, I guess, to a greater extent as well. Are you looking at those, like, that matchup? And then are they going to be playing like, hey, do I want the Nuggets? Do I want to be out of that game? Do I want the Lakers? Like, you think there's going to be some jostling there, or no? Is that too cute at this point?
What happens after tonight?
Okay.
Right? Like, I think I'll have a better feel after tonight. If the Warriors win, and somehow, some way, the Rockets, who you're giving all the benefit of the doubt to right now, beat the Clippers,
I don't think they want
I'm
two
not giving them
off.
The benefit of the doubt. I'm saying they changed my viewpoint after that win on Sunday.
Okay, apologies. And then
they're not scared of that
middle.
Matchup. They're not scared. They're not scared at all.
Oh, I get that, but that doesn't mean that that's the appropriate level of concern that they should have. I mean, if I just polled America, Golden State Warriors are playing the Houston Rockets in a 7-game series.
Yes, you're taking the Hall of Famers, the Jimmy Butlers, the Stephen Currys.
Everyone is.
Yes.
Everyone is.
But again, you're...
That's like saying, like, hey, it's the Niners versus the Seahawks this weekend, and Geno Smith's the starting quarterback in a playoff game. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm taking the Niners.
Yeah, but again, maybe you're facing the Clippers in a first-round series, potentially. And then you go to the Rockets. Like, that's a pound of flesh for both of those series.
Sure.
Older team. I'd like the path of least resistance.
No,
and the Rockets might
I agree with.
Again, talk about goon behavior. They might do something like that hurts one of your players. They might do that.
Dylan Brooks will lose you at minimum one of the first three games.
Okay.
Somehow, some way.
He might win you one. He won you one on Sunday. Like,
I've watched him against the Warriors in a playoff series, and he does dumb stuff.
I've watched Fred VanVleet in a series too. He's won a game or two in the finals. Again, Kawhi Leonard was there.
When he was 40 pounds lighter.
Dave is an SF, wants to join the conversation. Dave, 888-957-9570. Good morning, man. What you got?
Good morning. Shasky, I'm with you. We're going to take this. We're going to go Reason being, man, everybody else is going to shrink. When the lights are shining the brightest, the stars are going to come out. Steph, Dre, I think their adjustments in between series, it's just hard to beat the Warriors in a 7-game series, especially when you have at the top young teams like the Thunder and the Rockets. They're not going to have those adjustments. Those young stars that they got, they're not going to be what they are in the regular season in the playoffs.
I'm with you.
Thanks, Dave. So his whole thing is all the other teams are going to shrink and the Warriors aren't.
Does that not happen in the playoffs? Things happen.
Okay.
Do they not?
Yeah, no, they do.
And then, like, young players, there's a crucible you need to go through early on where you stub your toe early in your career. All the great teams have horrible, horrible losses on their resume on their first couple of runs. Very few go through unimpeded first time around.
No, that's a good point.
Look at the Boston Celtics. How many years did it take the Celtics to finally break through?
No, they did. I'll say this, though. Like, the Thunder, I think if you're looking at the Thunder, right, and you're saying they're going to shrink.
I put the Rockets in a different category than the Thunder. I didn't mean to cut you.
No.
The Thunder, I give more benefit of the doubt than the Rockets.
They're on
different platforms.
They did make a slight run last year, albeit like...
Oh, no, great respect. Okay. I think it's a shockingly disappointing season if they don't even get to the Western Conference Finals.
I think so, too, just given the historic nature. Everyone kept trying to say this is one of the greatest regular season teams he's ever seen. Great.
Big for Shea.
It is, though. Big for Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, Mark Daigneault, the Colts. Like, there's a lot of pressure there for the Rockets. They're the one team where I'm looking at with all the young guys, the Amen Thompsons of the world, as you mentioned, right? The Jalen Greens. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we going to get from those guys? Because if they rise to the occasion, then maybe you do have an upset, and then all of a sudden we look at them a little different. But the Lakers, I don't think they're going to shrink. Like, Luka's just in the finals. LeBron's been to the finals. They have a lot of players. Like, Austin Reeves have had big moments in the playoffs. Like, they're not going to shrink. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, say what you will about him. Is he going to be healthy, right? The guy doesn't shrink in the playoffs, but if he is healthy. He's not going to shrink. Harden, I don't know what I'm going to get from him.
No, I would agree. Right? The older players, we have a better feel for. This happens every year. Think last year. Oklahoma City, they basically said, it's a 7-game series. We're going to game plan. Josh Giddey, take any shot you want.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What happened to Josh Giddey?
He was unplayable.
Okay, that happens for young players. Harrison Barnes, for the Warriors, by the end of the second run with him, it was like, the second year after the winning, it was like, he's unplayable. He can't hit anything.
It was sad to watch. It was tough to watch.
That happens to these young players that, like, if you have four or five young guys all at once, a couple play really well and maybe better than expected, but one or two become unplayable because of the 7-game strategy of, you know what they want to do, and you isolate their weaknesses and make them exploit.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You're on fire. That could easily be said about the Golden State Warriors role players, though, can it not?
Yeah, but they've got three premium superstars older in their prime who are all battle-tested playoff war daddies.
Okay, there's a couple of those teams that you mentioned have a couple of those players. Again, you laugh at James Harden, that's fine. He's been in the playoffs a bunch of times. Kawhi Leonard's been there. The Nuggets,
Kawhi, I respect.
The Nuggets is going to be an interesting one with Jamal Murray. Like, what's his health? I don't know what to make of the Nuggets without Jamal Murray. Like, they're probably not going to. They might not even get out of the first round without Jamal Murray. Seriously, they might not. Like, he means that much to that organization.
I would agree.
We're up against it. I want to pick this up on the other side. The fear factor in the West, is it gone for you, Warriors fans? Like, should you fear nobody in the Western Conference, just given everything that's taken place right now, the wins over the Nuggets, the wins over the Lakers, the Nuggets firing their coach, the Thunder and the Rockets being younger teams, will they shrink in the playoffs? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up with the game. But first, the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
After a scary catch on Sunday, the Seattle Mariners released an update on outfielder Victor Robles. He has a fracture in the humeral head of his left shoulder and could miss up to, it says 12 seasons here. I think it's meant 12 weeks. Oh, I was going to say 12 seasons. Wow, he's done.
That happened to me in Madden time where a guy broke his neck and they were like, he's forced to retire. I swear to God.
You had me in the first half. It said head. I was like, wait, what? In 12 seasons, but 12 weeks, I'm assuming it is there. But missing the season is still a possibility if he needs surgery. The Mariners do not expect surgery to be required, but they will monitor the injury over the next few weeks. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Spadoni and Shasky, the morning roast, halfway home on a hump day on 95.7 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.